If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, September 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A year ago, buyers were scooping up homes almost as fast as sellers could put them on the market. Now, with mortgage rates approaching 6%, buyers are more selective, and sellers may have to do a lot more than just put up a for sale sign in the front yard.
Homes aren't hopping off the market 24 to 48 hours later, and sellers are having to put a little bit more effort in, and so the competition among sellers has ramped up.
The Wall Street Journal's Mansions section is launching a new series of features to help home sellers make a plan before they put their house on the market. Everything from giving their home a paint job to whether or not to use a real estate agent. Senior editor Carrie Barger will join us to talk about it after the break.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Mortgage rates hit a 14-year high this week, and they're expected to keep on rising. For many home sellers, that means they'll have their work cut out for them, trying to attract cost-conscious buyers. Carrie Barger is a senior editor with the Wall Street Journal's Mansions section, which is launching a series of stories with tips for home sellers who want to stay ahead of the competition. Hey, Carrie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Carrie, we've been talking on the show a lot about the housing market and the changes it's undergone in just the past few months. What are you hoping that people get out of this series?
With the market arriving at a turning point, we're hoping this series gives sellers tips and advice on how to list their homes. With mortgage rates rising and properties lingering on the market a little bit longer than they did in that pandemic-era buying frenzy, sellers are needing to do more. I just don't think that sellers can put their homes on the market and then buyers are lining up at the front door anymore like they used to. Homes aren't hopping off the market 24 to 48 hours later, and sellers are having to put a little bit more effort in. And so the competition among sellers has ramped up.
Okay, so let's talk about how sellers can make the most of the current market. Last year, we heard stories of people buying homes sight unseen, but rates up near 6% might make them more selective, and that might leave sellers trying to grab the spotlight for their home and wondering, where do I start?
So our first topic in this series addresses painting. Painting your home is one of the easiest things that you can do to freshen up to get it ready for the market. Whether that giving the interior a new paint job or re-examining what color is on the exterior of your house. You know, for buyers, first impressions are everything, and a paint job could really help tip the scales. We talked to a Sotheby's International Realty agent. Her name was Pat Ward, and she said that painting can result in not only a higher sale price, but also a faster sale too. Realtor.com and a recent survey found that 50% of sellers plan to do some kind of paint job in the coming year.
Okay, but that can get expensive, right? Should sellers consider doing the painting themselves or hire someone to do it?
Yeah, that's really the big debate here is whether you have the time and the energy to paint your house on your own or whether it's more worth it to hire professional painters. The price can be an intimidating factor for sellers. So what we have in our story is a cost breakdown. Professional painters can charge $20 to $50 per hour plus paint. If you choose to do it yourself, you're going to have to pay for things like paint, which is about $30 per gallon, $6 per roll of tape. It's probably like $8 per paintbrush and $3 per paint tray. So that all adds up in the end. You can do it yourself, but like I said, there's a big time factor involved as well. While a professional painter can cover a single room in just a few hours, it could take you three times as long to do the same exact job. And the market's still moving, so time means everything right now still.
You know, we often hear about sellers doing staging as part of the process. What is that, and how can it make the house more attractive to buyers?
Staging is just basically getting your home ready to sell. It could be as something as rearranging the furniture to removing personal items. Basically, what you want with staging is for the buyer to be able to visualize themselves in your home.
So we talked about painting as a way of making a house look its best, and there are all sorts of repairs and upgrades that you might consider before listing your house. Are there ones that we know do or don't pay off?
You know, there is some routine maintenance that you're going to have to do before the engineering inspection, but I think sellers can overlook some of the smaller things going on in their house, like isolated plumbing and electrical issues. If there's a power outlet that's not working in the bedroom, that's not really a big deal. Also, outdated appliances. Buyers have an opportunity to fill in the gaps with appliances that they want to buy because they're going to be living in the home 15, 20 years down the line. And so sellers shouldn't rush to replace outdated appliances. So the key here is that these tips are really important for sellers today, but the market is only going to get more competitive as we expect rates continue to rise.
You know, Carrie, traditionally people enlist a real estate agent to help them find a buyer, but they don't necessarily have to do that, right?
Correct. There's for sale by owner, which means you forego the real estate professional entirely and do everything yourself, from the marketing of your home to scheduling open houses to closing. Sellers often think that they're going to be saving on brokerage fees when they do this. However, they're missing out on the market expertise of a broker and also someone who's going to liaise through that entire process. Someone who's going to take care of the marketing of their home, the meeting with potential buyers, and also negotiating and getting the deal done. Ultimately, sellers are going to have to figure out how to price their house. With a broker that's essentially taking care of them, they know the comps, they know what's recently sold in the neighborhood, so they have that pricing know-how that, you know, the average Joe might not necessarily have. We talked to the CEO of ForSaleByOwner.com, and he said that a lot of sellers don't like the art of negotiating. It's part of the process that they don't like the most, so ultimately, they could walk away leaving money on the table. In September 2021, Zillow found that for sale by owner properties were listed at lower prices than agent listed properties in 36 of 50 states and in 23 of the largest 50 metros.
All right, that's Carrie Barger from the Wall Street Journal's Mansion section. Carrie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal's biggest tech event is back in person. Join us October 24th through 26th for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach. Overlooking the Pacific Coast, you'll have a chance to connect with investors, founders, and innovators ready for their next big venture. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.